is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I'm joined here with the beautiful Heidi.
Hello.
Today, we're going to be talking to you guys about a few situations. Obviously, it's weird news, but our first topic, is about some beer in Iceland, actually. So, what happened was last week, thousands of U.S. troops were headed to Finland and Sweden for this. It's called the Trident Juncture, Trident Juncture 18, obviously, because it's 2018. But the Trident Juncture is considered to be NATO's biggest military exercise since the Cold War.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard of it. I'm sure these military troops have. But mm-hmm. It's basically to prepare them. What they do is they prepare them for air assaults and cold weather training.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and it's like a whole week thing. So, anyway, along the way, the troops, mostly Navy and Marines, they docked in. It's the capital of Iceland, and I'm going to try and pronounce it. Sorry if I butcher this word, but it's Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Reykjavik?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sounds great. Sure. Anyway, they were there from Wednesday to Sunday, the U.S. troops. And over the weekend, from what a magazine and local news and articles, stuff like that said, that the influx of troops managed to deplete Reykjavik's practically every single beer available.
Wait, so they're so they're saying the U.S. military drank every single beer
over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah, they reported that they served nearly 7,000 sailors and Marines that weekend.
They must have completely changed that town the weekend. Man, if you were like a tourist there, you know, really get a feel for Iceland, you would have a very different experience.
Oh, yeah. If you were there that weekend, for sure. I don't think it's like that all the time.
Yeah, no.
Well, the town was preparing for it because they knew that they were going to have to, you know, like help, like house some of them for mm-hmm. a little bit because of this, and they were preparing for it. So one of the he's a local bartender.
Okay.
He said that they drank or served twice as much as they expected.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So it was crazy. There's a few bars that a lot of Americans recognize down there, and those are the main ones that they visit. Mm. So one of them's called the English speaking bar because, of course, they want to speak to somebody who speaks English if uh-huh. they're going to order beer or whatever. The other one's called the Dylan Whiskey Bar, and it's kind of themed after U.S. gangster themes.
Okay.
So they like that because it's, I don't know, might have remind them of home or something like that.
Of old gangster times?
Sure, yeah.
Reminds you of home?
John Wayne in them, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And then another bar called the Lebowski Bar from The Big Lebowski, the movie. So that's where...
What? Do they just play... Is like bowl there? I don't
know. I don't know. I don't know that movie. I have to say I've never seen it.
Oh, it's
I've
a good movie.
But yeah, that's one of them.
That's interesting.
They spoke specifically, the article I read, specifically to a local bartender. His name was Ingvar Svedson. And it's like I said, he's the one who said that they sold twice the amount of beer that they anticipated that mm-hmm. weekend because they tried to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And then he also said that It was so bad to the point where they had to send like employees and workers out to the beer warehouses to bring back as much beer as they possibly could from the wow. warehouses that they had like extra stored at, just in case. Yeah, I was like, you guys have drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
There's this local news site called Visser. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said that. I totally said that right.
Sure. What? Yeah. That's like all of our podcasts. Like, yeah, that's right.
Sure,
yeah.
Right. It, just, it sounds how it sounds, whatever. Anyway, they reported that a local brewery, and I'm not going to even try. I'm going to try and say this word.
Okay.
Olgerdin Egil Skallagrimson.
Right, three words. Wow. Yeah.
So, anyway, in this news site, they reported that this local brewery, that it makes the country's most popular beer. And from what they said, that out-of-towners really like the local beer.
Oh,
they
don't, okay.
They don't
That's
really
cool.
like the imported, because it's like a little bit watered down.
It's
and distilled.
Different. Yeah.
Right. So they like to drink the locally brewed mm-hmm. stuff. But anyway, the local brew... They said that they had sent out emergency beer runs to supply the bars.
Oh, wow. And yeah. the popular beer is called Gull.
Yeah. From
That's
that,
interesting.
Right.
It's like, sounds like seagull.
Yeah. I don't know. It might mean something different.
I'm sure,
in,
yeah.
like,
it probably
Iceland.
Means something else. In Icelandic.
Icelandic. I was so going to say just like Iceland language. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, we're digressing.
It's so late. No. But anyway, yeah, they had to send beer runs and supply the bars because they were running so low. Mm-hmm. This guy Svedson, mm-hmm. he also said that sailors and Marines, mm-hmm. they put a little bit of a strain on the hard liquor there, but it wasn't as much as how they took over the beer, because the liquor was a little bit more pricier.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they can just get the, you know, high quality or content of the beer for a cheaper price. So I was like, wow.
Man.
They drank a lot, apparently. And in the continuing the interview with this Svedson mm-hmm. guy, his comment was, the Americans have redefined the term drinking like a sailor.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I bet.
I can only imagine. And then it's like, imagine a bunch of drunk sailors. I mean, you know.
I don't want to.
I don't want
to. I really don't.
Well, on the positive side of it, he said that they were all well-behaved and the locals really enjoyed their presence. So
I hope that's true, and that's not just like, please come back and spend all of your money here.
I really think it's like a publicity thing, because I can't imagine 7,000 drunk 7, sailors.
7,000 well-behaved drunk sailors? I don't know.
I mean, I know you're in the military, but I feel like that's not an accurate statement.
No,
because they're...
There's so many people.
Drunk men.
You drank all the beer?
Yeah.
There's no way.
In a weekend.
Yeah, in one weekend.
What is wrong with you? Yeah, he said that they all looked like they were having a good time, and it was fun for us too, us meaning the locals, which I feel like that statement would be like, it was fun for us to watch you guys act the fool.
It was fun for us to take your money.
Yeah. Because you spent so much, you cleared us out in beer, and it was entertaining to watch you guys be drunk.
Wow.
Which, again, GSMC Podcast Network does not promote, you know, drinking or anything.
We're not
like
promoting
that. Yeah.
We're not that or drunken behavior.
In any
behave
way.
Yourself, please.
Yes, please. Drink responsibly. Do not clear out Iceland, please.
Yeah, yeah. That poor town. Well, maybe that's good for their business, you know.
I'm
Probably
sure
a lot
it
of
is.
Cleanup after that.
Yeah, yeah. In a weekend, too, it's like,
crazy.
Wow. If they had to go to warehouses and bring backup support in that, I can only imagine how much they drank, literally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I really hope that they meant that they really, you know, said that they were behaved, because...
I hope so.
I don't really feel like they would put it in the news or any articles saying they were misbehaving, because they don't want Americans to look bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel like if you're in the military overseas, you're kind of like an ambassador in a way to your country. So
yeah,
I like to hope that they portrayed us well, but
I feel like they would want to, but your thought process
like
is a
so
little
much alcohol.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to.
But oh, I know. Exactly. Maybe there's always that large but there. So,
but like, you try, you? But yeah, no, I don't know.
Exactly. During the interview, it was saying that the sailors and Marines were in Iceland to conduct amphibious operations. I don't know if that meant. I don't know if that was the right word, but that's what it said in there.
Okay. That's probably land and water operations. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In support of the Trident Juncture. They were currently underway to the North Atlantic. So the Iceland was just kind of like a quick pit stop because they were actually doing the training in Sweden and Finland.
Wow. Can you imagine if that wasn't just a pit stop? You know, like, we're moving in. Oh, I know. Gosh.
That would be interesting.
It'd take a lot of preparation.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. That's an interesting kind of to hear that you can clear out a whole country's like main city, their downtown.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Of course, I did read that Iceland's population in general was like 350,000 people. And there was 7,000 Americans there.
Well, also probably they're just not prepared for that many people. Like, they have a smaller population and everything, so.
They prepared as much as they could.
Yeah, they did. They really tried.
We are going to take a quick break and come back with some more interesting and weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We're going to move on to our next topic, which is a not-so-sweet-smelling flower, actually. This flower is, what's the word? Bio-something. Bio-botanical. Its botanical name is... So this flower's botanical name is Titus arum. Mm-hmm. But it is named not like what everybody
like
else
commonly
calls it. Commonly known as the death or the corpse flower.
The corpse flower. And that sounds great.
I have so many questions. Well, it's named the corpse flower because its strong lingering odor is similar to that of decaying meat.
So it's not one that you want in a bouquet.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Not at all. This this specific flower is at the Adelaide Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if it said that this was in Australia or the UK. But I know that one of the largest... Australia has one of the largest areas that this flower grows.
So it normally grows in Australia.
Yeah, it normally grows in Australia. And it usually grows to be between 4 and 3.5 meters tall. And so the Adelaide Botanical Gardens planted a few of these over a decade ago.
Wow.
And this is the first one they've had bloom.
Wow. So does it just not like captivity?
I don't, probably not because like it grows in the wild in Australia, but I don't know if you would put it on an endangered list, but it's like the same thing for the plant.
Okay.
So, I forget what they call that, but anyway, this flower actually just recently bloomed at the, Botanical Gardens, mm-hmm. Adelaide Botanical Gardens. And it's only one of four. Did I say it's the only one that bloomed? earlier. It's yes. one of four that they've had bloomed in over a decade.
Oh, okay. So in the wild, though, do they bloom more often?
I don't think so, because it said normally this flower, it could take around 7 years for it to bloom.
Oh, okay. So even though it's in like a botanical garden, even in the wild, it doesn't bloom very often.
Yeah, very often.
Okay, yes, I see.
7 years. And, I mean, it looks pretty cool, but it looks like super... So it almost looks like it has a corn stalk growing out of the middle of it, and it's like one big... Like, as if you would call it a petal, it's one large petal wrapped around this, like, corn stalk.
Okay.
It's so weird.
I could see that.
Yeah, and then the what is it, the petal, the one petal that's there, it's like almost like a dark red, maroon, burgundy color. So I don't know if it's because of that, but it looks like meat. I'm not even going to lie. It looks like meat. So it's like, if you look like meat, you got to smell like dead meat. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. It's like a burgundy color, just like raw meat. Ugh.
Yeah, it looks like that. Well, this corpse flower produces its own heat, which is crazy because it only produces its own
gross.
Heat. No, are you seeing another picture? Oh, God.
No, I'm trying. I'm like a little scared too, but
it looks pretty crazy. It looks huge, though. Like, it looks like it'd be as big as you and I.
Oh, God.
Here, yeah. So, anyway.
And I don't want a giant flower my size that smells like death. Like a corpse. Oh, yeah. Okay, it sort of looks like, I don't know, like it's one, like, bloomed flower, like if you imagine, like, a morning glory flower, but then in the middle where, like, the stamen is just one, like, big part.
Yeah.
So it does, when it's not blooming, it looks like a corn husk, like an ear of corn. It looks like an ear of corn when it's not blooming, and it's giant.
It's huge.
And then when it is bloomed, it does have, like, the red petals, like you were saying, but then the stamen in the middle is way taller than the rest of the flower.
Yeah, it extends out higher.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. But like I was saying, during its bloom, it produces its own heat, which is crazy because I didn't know that flowers of any sort could produce their own heat. But they said the heat is similar to that of a human's body heat. Like, that's how hot it gets.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That really puts a new spin on corpse flower.
Yeah. So it's like a dead body almost.
Yeah. Like, and it smells like a dead body.
Yeah.
In a flower.
It's disgusting. A lot of people went to the botanical gardens to see it bloom, because I guess what happens is after it blooms, it quickly dies off. But I think it quickly to them is like a day.
Oh, wow.
So they
that
can,
is quick.
Yeah. So they can let people know like, it's bloomed. And then they come and smell it. Like they were really coming to
smell
it.
Well, I mean, if it takes 7 years for that to happen.
I mean, you can smell dead meat anywhere. I'm just saying.
But not in a flower that exhibits body heat.
Exactly. The reason why it produces its own heat is because during the flowering stage, the heat attracts insects for pollination.
Oh.
So I don't know how, but
that's a smart corpse flower.
I know. It's like it has its own brain. I wonder if they cut into it, if it has its own brain. Oh, my gosh. There's so many questions. Well, it's crazy because the botanists will be measuring. They said that they're going to measure out the thermal output on this flower, especially because this flower is so weird. It just recently bloomed a day or two before Halloween.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's what makes it. Creepy. That's why I think, is why it's in the news, because it's like super creepy flower, almost super creepy Halloween. You know, same thing. But they're also going to do like what they call a DNA test on the flower. I don't know if flowers have DNA or anything like that, but they're going to do a test similar to like a DNA test for it, just to see, you know, what's inside or stuff like that.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Also, that's crazy. That flower can weigh up to 220 pounds.
Yes.
Oh my God. That could kill me.
Yeah. The stalk thing, what is that thing called that comes out of the middle?
I think it's called a stamen.
Yeah. The stamen alone, they said, can weigh up to 100 kilos.
Wow.
So I was like, that's huge.
Yeah. So 100 kilograms.
Kilograms, yeah.
Yeah. So 100 kilograms is 220 pounds.
That's large.
That's insane.
Plus the base of the flower, not including the what's the word? Gosh, I can't
stamen.
Even. The stamen. Just the weight around the base is 45 kilos.
Wow.
So it's a pretty heavy flower. And it looks like it is because it's super large. It looks thick.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Also, 45 kilograms is 99 pounds.
So that's almost super 300 heavy. Pound.
Wow. Yeah, it's thick with like two C's.
Yeah.
Man.
With two C's, you guys. But this is just an extremely large flower. The reason, so they were also saying, the botanists were saying that this plant, because it has one single leaf, for it to bloom, it just like opens up and it will open up just specifically for the photosynthesis. I swear I don't have a lisp.
That was great.
For the photosynthesis process. Oh my gosh. I gotta go to bed. But then it, like I said, it dies off super quick. So
wow. You know, this reminds me of like the movie like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yeah. Like that's what it looks like when it hasn't bloomed. It looks like one of those like it pods.
Yeah.
It's creepy. Does it smell if it's not bloomed?
I think it only smells when it's bloomed.
Okay.
Is what they said.
So it's not. That would make sense then, because it probably, to attract bugs, it wants to be warm and smell like meat. Mm-hmm. So then is it a carnivorous plant?
It didn't say that it would like eat or kill off the bugs.
Okay, so just for pollination.
Yeah, pollination purposes only.
Man.
Yeah, so it looks weird. It smells disgusting. I don't think I even want to smell one of those. That'd be disgusting.
You know,
gross.
I think I would go. I would go to smell it. I wouldn't travel to Australia.
No. Yeah, no.
You know, if there was one nearby, I would go. I'll tell you how it goes.
Yeah, let me know.
I'll tell you that it smelled like, you know, rotting meat. And you can say, yeah, I know.
Okay.
And then, yep.
Yeah, so you can let me know how it smells, what it looks like, other than the picture. Tell me how large it is.
Yeah.
Take a picture next to it, like a selfie.
Oh, gosh.
So I can get a comparison.
That'd be terrifying. No, that plant could kill me. If it just falls to one side towards me, I'm done.
Well, what if it just, like, reaches out and just consumes you?
I would definitely be gone if that happened. Like, maybe if it falls on me, I could escape, but I'm sure it would... Probably with my luck, it would just decide to eat me.
Yeah.
And that would be it for
me.
And
see, that's how I feel. Like, if I went, I would be gone.
And if, a flower that big, like, no.
Yeah, we're little people, so.
Yeah, that would take us right off.
It really would. We had no chance.
Yeah. Us against the corpse flower. No chance.
So, you guys, if we go missing, you know what happened. No, because we're not in Australia. But if we said that we were going to go see it, then you know what
happened. We took a field trip for the podcast.
Exactly.
And didn't come back. It's because we got eaten by the corpse flower.
Exactly. Call the police. Call whoever authorities.
Call the botanist, probably. Right.
Get us out. Help.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about some more interesting topics.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our last topic today is about a woman who says she has been involved, quote unquote, with ghosts.
Yeah, this is a very weird story.
Yeah. So her name is, and I don't even know if this is her real name, but...
This is someone who talks to ghosts.
Yeah. Her name is Amethyst Realm. And I feel like that's totally made up.
That would be really ironic if it wasn't, though. What a coincidence.
Right. Ugh. Now, I should say that I thought this was a super satire, like, story.
Like an Onion article?
Yeah. And it wasn't, because when I scrolled through it, she was, like, on a talk show in London.
Oh, my God.
Like, telling the talk show host about this. So I was like, this is it. Are you serious?
And this is a, so this is a woman from the UK.
Yeah. So this okay. is a woman from the UK. Anyway, she claims that she has joined the Mile High Club with a ghost that followed her home from a trip she took to Australia. So she met this poltergeist, ghost, ghoul, whatever you want to call it,
yep.
in Australia. It followed her home, and they joined the Mile High Club together.
There's so many. First of all, I really feel like ghosts haunt places. So I feel like a ghost can't leave. Second of all, why would a ghost, like,
specifically join you in a...
How do you know what the ghost wants?
Yeah.
How can you... Consent if you're trying to do that, how can you see anything?
Yeah.
How do you know what you're doing?
Exactly. And, well, okay, so she says before this Mile High Club incident, she has been with 15 other ghosts
wow.
that she's supposedly slept with.
Oh, she's probably pretty well known in the ghost community.
Yeah, she gets around.
Yeah, they probably talk about her.
Well, she is going to be settling down. Sorry, other ghost guys or ghouls or, you know,
yeah.
whatever. With this specific ghost.
She's off the market.
Guy. Yeah. And
sorry, ghosts.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. She claims that having sex with ghost lovers is better than with physical people. And it's so much more satisfying to her because she says she can feel the energy and weight. She specifically said weight of a ghost.
I have no words.
I didn't know ghosts weighed anything, first of all. So I am so confused on so many levels with her comments about that. But
what?
Yes.
They'll never have children.
Yeah. Well, she thinks she claims to have. Oh, well, this is crazy, too. OK, so they were in a relationship together for 9 months.
Her and this ghost.
Her and this ghost from Australia. Yeah. That followed her to the UK.
Yeah. OK.
They were in a relationship for 9 months. And that's when he finally popped the question when they were out on a romantic break last weekend. He popped the question. And during this pop of the question, she says this was the absolute first time she has heard this ghost's voice.
So, yeah. So okay. How does she know that this ghost wants... I'm assuming... Did she say if this is a male ghost?
She didn't. She said that she what did she say? She's not even 100% that this spirit or ghost is a he, but she said the gender of the ghost doesn't matter because they love each other either way.
Okay. Well,
how sweet.
Okay, so how does she know that this ghost is consensual with her if there's no dialogue? Mm.
Well, I don't even know. And the statement of her saying she's not 100% that he's a he,
mm-hmm.
when she claims that she heard his voice for the first time proposing, she says his voice was deep, sexy, and real.
Wow.
So I feel like that describes a man's voice.
It could be, though, a deep female voice.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's a voice that doesn't have a gender, maybe?
It could be.
That sounds, I don't know.
I feel like, and if she's never spoken to it, how does she know that they've been in a 9-month relationship?
Does she say she can see the ghost?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. She knows he's there. Or
so she can
or whatever.
See the ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I guess that makes that a little bit easy. That answers a couple of my questions, I guess.
Yeah. She's,
oh, man.
She's, first of all, completely loony.
Wait, so then if she can see the ghost, does the
maybe
ghost...
Maybe it, like, nods at her or something.
Well, then, does the ghost not have generic physical features?
She didn't say.
Oh, God.
She didn't say. Except she did say this. She said that the ghost did not get down on one knee to pop the
okay.
question because it doesn't have any. Like, knees. Yeah.
What, does she have a ring?
Can
a ghost hold a ring?
No, she did. She, this woman, let me let me go on, okay? Just, this is crazy. Her name, Amethyst, okay? She's planning this big countryside wedding, and she expects there to be a lot of people, apparently. This is how she wants her wedding to be. She wants it to be a hand fasting ceremony, which means that they're going to tie their hands together in symbolizing, it's a symbol to symbolize their connection. So I don't know how she gonna tie the ghost hand to her hand, but that's her, you know, that's what she's planning.
So in the moment when they tie the rope and it only goes taunt around her hand, is that just going to be like an awkward,
I don't know,
silence, like no one's going to say anything?
Well, what if she tells them to, like, you know, give it some, like, leeway so it can get its hand in there, too. It's not like you would see it floating
I
around
guess.
My hand.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know.
Yeah, she is crazy. This woman is loony, gosh. I swear. But she apparently is really, really about it. Like, I watched the video and I was like, she's dead serious. I really hope that someone gave her a hug yourself jacket after the show and walked her into a dark white van or something. Like, took her into, I don't know. She needs to be in a padded room.
This is insane. So, okay, whatever. 15 other ghosts? This is a...
Yeah, she's...
You've been doing this for a while.
Right. She's claimed to have slept with 15 other ghosts. I don't...
Can you imagine you're on that plane...
With her...
With her?
By herself in a bathroom.
Yeah, like... What?
I don't even know. Like, I don't think I want to know.
Who's going to the wedding? Is it going to be attended by her friends and her ghost friends? Her exes?
No, I know, right? All the...
She probably has other ghost friends that aren't just, you know, romantically, like, related to her.
Right. She knows so many. Why not? Well, her friends, she said, because that was one of the questions the host asked her. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, well, what about, like, who's going to be at your... The ceremony, did they think this was weird or, you know, off a little bit? And she was like, no, my family didn't really, you know, expect anything different from me. They just know she's pretty open about it. So her friends and family were like, oh, it's no surprise she would say something like that.
Does she claim to be like a medium or anything?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
She's just like some weirdo who thinks that she
talks to ghosts.
I have full judgment. Apparently, I have full judgment all the time, but this lady. I don't know if I could sit there with a straight face if she was telling me all of this. I'd laugh in her face or be on the phone a psychiatrist or, you know, the psych ward for somebody to come pick her up where I'm at.
I couldn't go to that wedding. There's no way.
Oh, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. I wouldn't. Even if she... Oh, you could come and do what? Stand around and make you look... Or watch you make a fool of yourself?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, lady? Come on.
Speak now. Forever hold your peace.
We all speak now.
Yeah, just please.
We all.
Intervention right now.
So, I don't know. Unless she just goes through with it. I mean, to each his own, I guess. But at the same time, it's like you're mentally ill, I feel like.
That's insane.
Yeah. And if she can claim that she can feel their, you know, body weight and whatever else, their energy or whatever, it's like, okay, I believe in energy and stuff like that too, but I don't feel like weight of ghosts.
You don't think that ghosts are hanging out with you?
No. I'm like, okay, I might have some, like, people looking out for me. I don't know. But
also, I just feel like you can't claim that when you don't have, like... I don't know. There's no one else. I don't feel like there's no one else who's like, oh, yeah, her ghost boyfriend, fiance.
Yeah, you know, met like, him.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah, the family dinners will be awkward.
It really will. I mean, so they set a place, right? They set a place for him?
I guess. They wrap Christmas gifts for
ghost-in-law?
I don't know.
I wouldn't set a place. I'd be like, no, he's a ghost. He doesn't eat. He can stand in the corner.
Yeah, what does it matter to him if he stands?
Seriously, go float around somewhere. You don't have any knees, so it's not like you're standing.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, so many questions.
So much.
So many I don't want to know the answers to at that because
agreed.
I feel like she's loony. We're going to end the episode on that. Good luck to anybody who's out there marrying ghosts.
Best wishes.
And I hope it all works out, or I hope you get the help you need.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, are into that.
We're
going to
get so many bad, like, just like bad energy from mediums out there, you know?
That's fine. That's fine. It's not like I'm going to be like, what are you going to do? Send one of your ghost friends? Yeah. So it's like, it's okay. That's not
float over there without your knees. I don't care.
Right. I feel like I could get away with something. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this Weird News podcast. And please, please, please join us next time.
Yeah, please come back.
We didn't scare you off with that. Yeah, again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on more GSMC Weird News.